Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the Mesa City Council for July 1st, 2013, our regular meeting. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by the Vice Mayor, Alex Finter, after which we'll be led in the pledge by Council Member and Air Force veteran, Scott Summers. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to meet in this civic organization as a city council, and we look for the opportunity tonight to be able to discuss the city business, that we might do so in an appropriate manner, taking all views from all individuals into consideration as we make difficult decisions. Father, we pray for those that have suffered tragic losses these last few days and weeks, and we ask that comfort will be provided to the families that have been affected so tragically. We ask now that as we gather, that we will do so in a positive manner and an acceptable to thee. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah. Would you join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You know, as the Vice Mayor mentioned, this has been a tough week for a lot of us. And here in the city, we were unfortunately lost one of our own. Last week, Ms. Barbie Woods, who was a city clerk assistant, and her husband were killed in a tragic auto accident. That leaves a big hole. Barbie was a very, very important part of our city clerk's office. The city clerk, as you know, is one of the charter officials and works for the council, and so we have a lot of interaction with the city clerk's office, as does the public. They handle all the elections and a lot of the basic just nuts and bolts of city. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Woods family and also to our fellow workers here at the city. That's tough. And then, of course, yesterday we were all shocked to hear of the loss of 19 members of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. It was a little bit of confusion on that, first of all, because I was wondering if they were firefighters or hotshots, and then we realized that the Granite Mountain Hotshots are actually part of the Prescott City Fire Department, and I think they're about one of the very few hotshot crews that are actually part of the fire department. I spoke to the Mayor Prescott this morning and offered our assistance and our condolences, and just, you know, tragic to understand that, you know, when they, young men, most of them, I think all of them, average age was like 22, left, they left with the idea of protecting us from a very, very vicious fire and never came home. And that exemplifies the kind of people we have working for all our cities. And although they worked in Prescott, I think all of us felt the personal nature of that loss. Anyone who works for a city or is in Arizona, of course, it was a loss for us all. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them also. And I'd like to ask if you'd join us in just a moment of silence and think about not only those young men, but to put it in perspective, there were 19. City of Prescott has 92 people in their fire department. So basically 20%, more than 20% of their fire department was lost yesterday. That's a huge, huge hit to our fellow Arizonans. So if you'd remember just a moment of silence for all these losses we've had. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agendas. I'd like to ask Kevin Christopher if he'd come down. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2A, Act on Liquor License Application for Mimi's Cafe, 1250 South Alma School Road. Item 3A, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Printing Election Publicity Pamphlets for the City Clerk Department. Item 3B, Act to Re-Award Term Contract for Uniform Garments for Citywide Use. Item 3C, Act on 1-year Term Contract for the Purchase of Police Duty Firearms, including trade-in for replacement of the current inventory. Item 3D, Act on 4-month Contract for Generator Rental for the Water Resources Department. Item 3E, Act on 1-year Term Contract for Residential Gas Meters for the Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 3F, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Large Gas Meters for the Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 3G, Act on 3-year Term Contract for Managed Information Technology Services for the Mesa Center for Higher Education as requested by the Economic Development Department. Item 3H, Act on 1-year Service Agreement for Maintenance and Technical Support for the Access Control and Video Surveillance System at the Mesa Center for Higher Education as requested by the Economic Development Department. Item 3I, Act to Authorize the Mayor to Sign an Employment Contract with the City Clerk. Item 4A, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept a grant award from the Fireman's Fund Insurance Company Heritage Grant to conduct community emergency response team training. Item 4B, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to execute a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for toxicology medications and training. Item 4C, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept funding through a contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for the purchase of DUI equipment for the Police Department's Forensic Division. Item 4D, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to execute a lease agreement with Sunshine Acre Children's Home for the use of city-owned property at 3511 North Higley Road. Item 4E, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to execute a joint pavement agreement with the State of Arizona for a pavement preservation project at Falcon Field Airport. Item 4F, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for railroad safety improvements at Dobson Road just south of First Avenue. Item 4G, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority pertaining to the HOCOM Stadium Facility Renovation Project. Item 4H, Act on Resolution to extinguish a 16-inch waterline easement in the 2200 block of West Main Street. Item 5A, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z13-08, the 7100 and 7200 blocks of East McDowell Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of McDowell Road, modification of the Desert Creek Planned Area Development and Site Plan Modification of the residentially zoned portion to allow for development of single residence townhomes. Item 6A has been continued to the July 8th Council meeting. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the Council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, is there any item a member of the public would like removed?
No request, Mayor.
Great. Thank you. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers to approve the consent agenda. A second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. The consent agenda is approved. The next item is item 4I. Levying the amount to be raised by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of the assessed valuation property subject to taxation within the City of Mesa for fiscal year ending June 30, 2014. Vice Mayor, you asked that this be removed, and we do have one person who wishes to speak on it also. You want to speak before or have him? We have a request to speak from Tom Schulke. Mr. Schulke is... Usual, Mr. Schulke, thank you for being here. You have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Tom Schulke, 7604 East Wolf Canyon. The people of Mesa deserve to have some questions answered regarding the imposition of the secondary property tax, which will not be answered if this item remains on the consent agenda. Neither the resolution nor the supporting material on the city's website makes clear if any authorization for the secondary property tax is coming from pre-2008 bond elections. Last week, I sent an email to the council to all council members noting this deficiency in the tentative agenda and resolution. No council member responded to my email, and the requested information was not added to the agenda or resolution. A call to staff indicated that 8 or 9 cents of the 86 cent authorization is pre-2008. Is this correct or has this been changed? I further asked staff which bond election is being used as authorization, but was told that the bond election authorizing the tax had not been identified. Several weeks ago, I sent an email to the council asking which bond election would be used, and again, I did not receive a reply from any council member. I would think identifying the bond election would be a priority for this council. A current councilman, Dennis Kavanaugh, signed his name to an argument for question 2 in the 2004 election pamphlet that stated a secondary property tax would not be used unless the city faced default. I do not believe the city is facing default. Am I wrong? Invoking a secondary property tax on pre-2008 bonds means breaking promises made to voters when they approved the bonds. The promises made to voters when they vote are the ones that count. Some of you may later change your minds about prior promises, but the fact remains a promise is a promise. I voted for question 2 in 2004 and in light of the promises made. Am I to be allowed to change my vote when the promise changes? Mesa voters have seen an economic development project for the Fiesta District substituted for street projects when they approved the 2008 bond election. If you vote to renege on the 2004 election promises, Mesa voters could not be faulted for never trusting local politicians' promises again. You have other choices for raising revenue and cutting expenses. I implore you to not send a message to residents that the breaking of promises is less important to this council than the paltry sums you will raise via this measure. Please remove any secondary taxes due to pre-2008 authorizations from this resolution. If you do not, please identify which bond election authority you are using. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments? Vice Mayor.
I'll just be very quick. You know, we've had these discussions, and we don't need to rehash it. A majority of this valuation has been voted by the voters. I support it, especially when we go to the voters and they look at that. There was just a very small portion, as Mr. Schulke mentioned, that I had concerns about. I would not take some of that old debt. The mechanism's been described well. We've used it in the past, and that's a fair evaluation. The urgency or the context of why we used it's a little different this time, and I don't agree with it. But so that's why I'll be voting against it. But other than that, the majority of this is definitely supported by the voters, and I recognize that portion. So,
thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Richens.
Yeah, the reason I think I'm going to support this is because I don't want to go back to the financial practices of the past. 5 years ago, we made a decided change from the way that we handle the finances of the city, and I think it's been for the positive, and I think doing it in this way is a practice that's worked successfully, and I think it's completely upright with the voters to do this. The voters of my district have told me time and again that they expect a high quality of life to be delivered in Mesa, and that obligations that are incurred, such as parks and police and fire, are directly related to our ownership of property in this city. And many of them have expressed that they feel a property tax is the most appropriate place to finance that. And they have asked me to not do it on the backs of utility rates anymore, which is the practice that I'm just not willing to go back to. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to be supporting the motion. Back in 2004 and 2005, Mr. Schulke may remember, we had a committee called the Financing the Future Committee that I served on for about 18 months. And I first started out chairing that committee before I left City Council. And we had a lot of discussion and analysis of city revenues and expenditures and looking at the financial model. And there was a very strong minority of the Financing the Future Committee, myself included, that advocated that the secondary property tax should be levied on existing bond debt and future bond debt, and that has been my position ever since. I think what we're proposing here is a very small portion of existing bond debt, but it's responsible in terms of what it allows a general fund monies to be used for as well. So I'll be supporting the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Kavanaugh. Any other comments? I'm supporting the issue for the simple reason that the world has changed. And when I ran on supporting the fact that paying for fixed debt expenses out of very volatile expenses, or revenue sources, I mean, such as sales tax, was a foolish way to do business. You were basically playing, you were rolling the dice that revenues would not decrease substantially had I known what would actually happen a year or two after. I would have gone short on the city. I think I put out numbers a few couple, 3 weeks ago when this was discussed, Mr. Schulke, on at least three different occasions, if not four different occasions, where numbers were laid out and were spelled out specifically as to what we were dealing with. But this city went through a $37 million drop in sales tax revenue in about a two-year period. Even with this this shift, this city, the citizens of Mesa are paying less to their city government by millions of dollars this year than they paid 6 years ago. I feel extremely comfortable with the manner in which this council has managed our finances. We are doing more for more people. Our population did not stop and actually did not decrease substantially in the last 5 years. It's actually gone up. We have nearly 450,000 citizens of Mesa who want quality services, and I think it's our responsibility to be able to provide them on a consistent basis and following a sound financial model. I understand all the arguments. I think those fly in the face of reality and the fact that we should do what is right for our citizens. I do not support and have not supported increasing utility rates. That was also a financial model that this city has followed in the past. And I think that today's time, today's reality means that you don't follow those policies. And for that reason, I'll be supporting this. If there's no further comments, please vote. The vote is 5-2 with Council Members Glover and Finter voting nay. The motion carries. And next item on the agenda is item from citizens present. We have two requests to speak, and these items actually were discussed downstairs during our study session. But since they're on our study session agenda and not on our regular council meeting, we addressed them in the items from citizens present, and the rules that were indicated apply, and that we cannot reply. Reply to these to your comments directly from the stand, since they were not on this agenda, even though we did just talk about them in study session. So the first one, Mr. Frank Piccoli? Close enough, Piccoli. Need to get better on my Italian, huh?
Yeah, that's
Frank
okay.
Piccoli,
we
you have 3 minutes
on that. Mayor, Council, thank you for letting me speak. My name is Frank Piccoli. I live at 2749 South El Paradiso Circle. I lived in Mesa in the Dobson Ranch area for 30 years. I grew up here. This is my home. I also work for the Phoenix Fire Department in our 911 Emergency Center as a dispatcher for the fire department. I'm here to discuss the important issue you guys did discuss downstairs in your study session. We in Phoenix Fire 911 serve many cities in the valley with emergency medical and fire services. Mesa 911 serves the rest. As you know, 911 is a lifeline for our citizens. I and my brother sisters in Phoenix and Mesa save numerous lives every day by giving first aid instructions, CPR instructions, and emergency to aid at people at the most desperate need of their lives. We are the first of the first responders. We are highly trained, dedicated, and prepared to do all we can to protect the citizens we serve. However, we need the tools to make that possible. Our system in Phoenix is state of the art. Backup power grids, multiple backup computer systems in case of failure, and secondary locations in case of disaster or system-wide breakdown. We have this to make sure we're ready for the citizens when they need us. Mesa doesn't have these backups, nor a secondary facility. One thing we've learned in the fire service over the years, if something can go wrong, it probably will. We need to be prepared for that. Currently, your city, my city, is not prepared. Passing this bond issue will give needed infrastructure, updated radio systems, and a modern and capable way to make it possible to continue to serve our citizens and their emergency needs. I ask you to do the right thing when this comes up and approve for a bond issue. By not doing so, you risk the community I live in, you risk the community my family lives in, you risk the community you represent. I work and have made a vow to protect the citizens I serve in Phoenix. I ask you to make a similar vow to protect me and my family when I'm home. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Next, Mr. Schulke, Thomas Schulke.
Hello again. Tom Schroeke, 7604 East Wolf Canyon. The tentative agenda for July 8th includes a ballot authorization for baseball museum bonds. The proponents of the museum are claiming the museum will operate profitably enough to repay the bonds. If this is the case, why issue general obligation bonds? Why not issue revenue bonds? If the profits are so certain, why put taxpayers at risk? Indeed, if museum profits are so certain, why do this in a nonprofit? Why not create a private for-profit entity to own the museum? The answer is, of course, that such profits are far from certain. I checked and found out that the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown has lost money in 8 of the last 10 years, over $2 million in the latest year reported. As I mentioned in the case of the First Solar plant, the time to do due diligence on these ideas is before they are the subject of agreements and votes. Please make certain this is a viable enterprise before authorizing a vote. Past experience has shown that there is very little to keep supporters of propositions from making wild claims about the prospects for their projects. Voters have a hard time discerning the validity of such claims. It is up to the council to do this investigative work before granting access to the ballot. Your placing this on the ballot gives the seal of approval to the idea of the project. The council's refusal to put it on the ballot does not doom the project. Supporters of the museum can always use the initiative process and or raise private funds. As you consider the propriety of placing a baseball museum on the ballot, please consider that such a museum can hardly be considered an essential city service. Ask yourself if it is fair to start a process that will force citizens who have no interest in baseball to pay property taxes to fund such a museum. Ask why this museum cannot be privately financed. And finally, ask yourself why room cannot be found at the new $100 million taxpayer-funded stadium for a Cactus League display. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Schulke. Okay. That's it. A motion to adjourn from Councilmember Summers, second Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.